Country Bob FM.
That's the school bell, or as close as we can get to it. On the Bob Almanac here today, we do have virtual Neil, so we're really, really excited about that. I'm ready, Jim. And I'm also excited that I'm going to be sitting in on the Bobathon today. That's another added bonus when Neil is on vacation, taking care of personal matters. This happens to be a vacation.
I'm ready, Jim.
Right?
I'll look that up.
Oh, he has to look up whether or not it's a vacation. I think it was. I think that was the planned purpose. You know, we had two Bob Almanac salutes as we had two famous people transition into the gone but not forgotten realm. We have two again today. First one, one of the greats of the NFL. Neil actually broke the news here on the Bob Almanac yesterday.
Give me 18 inches of daylight. That's all I need.
Gale Sayers passed away. 77 years old.
Sayers was a born runner, the kind that comes along once in a generation.
Only played seven seasons. He had injuries, but those seven seasons, he was as dominant as anybody.
AFL and the NFL.
Right there with Jim Brown. So Gale Sayers passed away. He was 77. And we also lost a member of the Tennessee Three.
The Tennessee Three.
W.S. Fluke Holland. Fluke Holland was the longtime drummer for Johnny Cash. In fact, he's the reason they're the Tennessee Three and not the Tennessee Two. They started out as the Tennessee Two, and then
rich folks eating in a fancy
Johnny needed a full-time drummer. Well, we'll just call him the Tennessee Three. Guy became known as the father of the drums. Fluke Holland passed away. He was 85 the other day. All right, Thursday, September 24th, 268th day of the year. 98 full days left to go. 1657, the first ever autopsy and coroner's jury verdict recorded in Maryland. I believe it was Quincy's great-great-great-great-grandfather who performed that autopsy. 1657. 1906, anytime I hear about something about Devil's Tower or that comes up, or it's a picture of Devil's Tower in Wyoming, I always think of Richard Dreyfuss making Devil's Tower, sculpting it out of his mashed potatoes while Terry Garr watches in horror from Close Encounters of the Third Kind. Devil's Tower, Wyoming, National Monument established this date, 1906. 1952.
Good times together seem to go even better when you bring home the great taste of Kentucky Fried Chicken.
So come on, it's a finger-licking Kentucky Fried Chicken, a finger-licking good day.
Man, I can just taste those 11 herbs and spices right now. Remember they came out and said, don't lick your fingers because of the pandemic. I'm sorry, I'm eating KFC. I'm licking my fingers because it's proven. Well, maybe not. One of the herbs out of the 11 herbs and spices might kill at least the fomites that might be living on surfaces. One of the reasons why it might not be spreading on surfaces because of KFC and one of their 11 herbs and spices. But Colonel Sanders, this date in 52, he opened his first franchise. He had started it prior to that in a gas station selling his fried chicken. And then he opened up a franchise in Salt Lake City, Utah. KFC, Kentucky Fried Chicken, the state, 1952. 1957, this was in the news.
In accordance with that responsibility, I have today issued an executive order directing the use of troops under federal authority to aid in the execution of federal law at Little Rock, Arkansas.
It was a messy situation in Little Rock, Arkansas, and President Eisenhower decided to send in federal troops to protect nine black students entering the newly integrated school for the first time back in 1957. That's what now, 63 years ago. 1960, this date, this was the original nuclear vessel.
Excuse me, sir. Can you direct me to the naval base in Alameda? It's where they keep the nuclear vessels. Nuclear vessels.
Yeah, that was a nuclear vessel, 1960 U.S., and it was Enterprise, too, which is really fitting. And, of course, they used it in Star Trek IV, the voyage home, the USS Enterprise. First ever nuclear-powered aircraft carrier, 1966. They still have yet to outfit it with photon torpedoes. It may have phasers, but the photon torpedoes on back order. 64. This show debuted. Virtual Neil, that's your cue.
TV theme time.
Yeah, thank you. Munsters debuted on this date, 1964. Fred Gwynne, Yvonne DiCarlo. Not Patty Priest, though. It was Beverly Owen as Marilyn. And then they flip-flop sometime during the first season, and nobody could tell because they both looked very similar. And you know, the pet Spot never gets enough credit. He had to live under the stairs the whole time. I mean, that had, could not be. They never took Spot out for a walk. He was always under the stairs. That was in 64. Another great show debuted on this date in 77.
This is Julie McCoy, cruise director.
Ms. McCoy.
Welcome aboard, sir.
Adam Bricker, ship's doctor.
My pleasure, doctor.
And this is Yeoman Persis Smith, whose upcoming vacation could become permanent.
Gopher. Where's Isaac the bartender? He's his important part. He's almost as important as the captain, is he not? If you don't keep, you know, if you can't keep John Ritter and Charo at least somewhat buzzed during the episode of Love Boat, it's not going to be nearly as exciting and entertaining. So Isaac the bartender is as important as anybody, almost as important as Captain Steubing, and they finally found another avenue to showcase the talents of one Meryl Steubing, one Gavin McLeod, right? Finally, 1977. Also, same day, 1977, Ken Hinton of the CFL, the Canadian Football League, returns a punt 130 yards. How is that possible, you say? Because the CFL field is 110 plus 40 is 150 yards. Would you include it's 110 playing gridiron from goal line to goal line, but the end zones are 20 yards deep. Any bigger stadiums there in the Central or the Central Football League, now known as the Canadian Football League, of course, 1977. The Olympics, 1988, Seoul, Korea, and Neil, Ben Johnson from Canada is...
Cheater.
Kikara gets him, no! It's Ben Johnson! Ben Johnson does it again! Unbelievable! 9-7-9!
Absolutely incredible!
You know who else didn't believe it was Carl Lewis. The look on his face when Ben Johnson is ahead of him as they cross the finish line. And guess what? It was very believable because he was using drugs. He was, Neil. Well, hang on, Neil.
Cheater.
Exactly. Ben Johnson broke the record. Then they stripped him of that gold medal. 1991, we need to remember Dr. Seuss.
Look, a cat in a hat.
You will note I am neat. Wiped my feet on the mat.
Cat in the Hat, Grinch Stole Christmas, Horton Hears a Who, Green Eggs and Ham, just to name a few. Those are some of the most notable and remembered. Theodore Seuss Geisel, Dr. Seuss, passed away in 1991 at the age of 87. Elvis inducted into, I think it was his 37th Hall of Fame. He's in the Bowling Hall of Fame, the Horseshoes Hall of Fame, the Crocheting Hall of Fame, and now the Country Music Hall of Fame for Elvis, 1998. And 2013, this show debuted.
This is how I remember the 80s. There were no parenting blogs or peanut allergies, just a whole lot of crazy. Oh, look at that little geek, right? Yeah, that's me, Adam Goldberg. We were the first on our block to get a video camera, and I used it to record my entire childhood.
One of the coolest shows on TV, it's The Goldbergs. It debuted on this day, 2013. If you grew up in the 80s, it's a fantastic show. And it's a guy, Adam F. Goldberg, who literally did videotape his entire childhood, and then he has used those memories. And, of course, they've taken some creative licenses too, but a lot of it is based on what really happened with his family in the Philadelphia area. 2013, if you haven't seen it, you can check it out. Neil, are you ready for birthdays?
I'm ready, Jim.
Huh? Your heart may be broken tonight, but tomorrow in the morning light.
You're part of the Mersey beat, Neil.
Don't let the sun catch you crying.
Huh?
Jerry Marsden. Jerry and the Pacemakers. Now they're Jerry and the Defibrillators. They had to go modern. Jerry Marsden, 78, of Jerry and the Pacemakers. Of course, from that Mersey area, Liverpool, British invasion kind of thing. 78 for Jerry.
Want my Coke? It's okay. You can have it.
No.
Really, you can have it.
Okay.
He really wasn't all that mean, at least when he was in a Coca-Cola commercial. Oh, my goodness, the 70s when they used to allow you to have glass bottles at football games.
That's the way it should be. I'd like to see the whole world smiling.
Sing along if you know it. Hey, kid, catch.
Thanks, Mean Joe.
Yeah, that's what I'd want. Mean Joe Green, his dirty, smelly, sweaty jersey. Kid. Has no problem with it. He might have, maybe he's lost his sense of smell. I don't know. But Mean Joe Green, Hall of Famer, one of the great defensive linemen, Iron Curtain, Steel Curtain, the whole thing with the Pittsburgh Steelers shut down the Vikings offense there in what, Super Bowl, was it 9? It was one of those early ones, of course, first half of the Super Bowl, first decade of the Super Bowl. Mean Joe Green, 74 today. This guy's from here.
Wait a minute. This isn't my world. Disappointed!
It was Hercules. Never disappointing, though, as Hercules. Kevin Sorbo, Twin Cities native. Neil swears that he wrestled against him in high school, even though Neil was a basketball player. They brought him in as a sub. It's kind of like when Mad Dog Vachon came back and teamed up with Vern Gagne. Neil left the basketball team in high school and joined the wrestling team as just kind of a surprise storyline. And he thinks he may have wrestled Kevin Sorbo at some point in time. But Sorbo, 62.
It's just, yeah. Ian is a vegetarian. He doesn't eat meat.
He don't eat no meat?
No, he doesn't eat meat.
What do you mean?
That's a problem in a Greek family.
Meat?
What are you going to put in your gyro?
Oh, that's okay. That's okay. I make lamb. Come.
Nia Vardalos, the star of My Big Fat Greek Wedding, is 58. Ever see that movie, Neil? Ever?
I only watch Gunsmoke.
I don't think she was in an episode of Gunsmoke. She's only 58. Born in 9. Well, I suppose she could have, because Gunsmoke was on until 75. She was born in 62. Happy birthday. Now gone but not forgotten, Neil's staff has given me some big names. F. Scott Fitzgerald, the Great Gatsby. He was born here, much like Kevin Sorbo, although I don't think Neil ever wrestled against F. Scott Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald Theater, the building where he grew up, there's an apartment where he lived that is noted in the historic record. He was born on this date, F. Scott Fitzgerald, 1896. One of my favorite Soviet premieres. Just below Brezhnev and Andropov is Chernenko. Konstantin Chernenko, 1911. She was Mrs. Roper, had to deal with Mr. Roper. They were the landlords and the downstairs neighbors to Jack, Chrissy, Janet, Cindy, Terry.
I want a new outfit.
We'll talk about it later.
Why later? Why can't we talk about it now?
I've had a hard day, Helen.
A hard day? It's only 10 o'clock in the morning.
I know, but I've been listening to you since 7.
Audra Lindley, Mrs. Roper, gone but not forgotten, born this date, 1918.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat.
Jim McKay,
the human drama of athletic.
Contrary to popular belief, that is not him on the ski jump that was the agony of defeat. He just commented on it. Jim McKay, 1921, award-winning sports commentator. I think of the Olympics, and I think of Munich, And I think of Wide World of Sports when I think of Jim McKay, 1921.
It's not easy being green. Seems you blend in with so many other ordinary things.
You know, a lot of people will tell you that Kermit's song Rainbow Connection, or even the song that he did a duet with Fozzie Bear, Driving in the Car in the Muppet Movie, are better songs. But I don't know, I think this one here just touches, it digs and reaches down deep. It's an emotional song.
But green's the color of spring.
And Jim Henson is actually singing it as Kermit.
And green can be cool.
I was going to bring out the Swedish Chef, but you can never understand what he's saying. Jim Henson, 1936, gone but not forgotten. Linda McCartney, wife of former Beatle Paul McCartney. She was a member of Wings. If Neil was here, he has that horrible Linda McCartney name a dog with wings joke, but he's not here, so we don't have to hear that. Thank goodness. That's 1941 for the great Linda McCartney and Phil Hartman.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I'm just a caveman. I fell in some ice and later got thawed out by some of your scientists. Your world frightens and confuses me. Sometimes the honking horns of your traffic make me want to get out of my BMW and run off into the hills.
He was such a funny man, such a genius. Saturday Night Live, then news radio, and he was taken from us away too early and way too young in a murder-suicide wife, Bree. That was Phil Hartman, 1948, gone. Oh, Neil, wait a minute. Gone, they're what?
They're all gone, but not forgotten.
Thank you, Virtual Neil. Mr. Q there, Virtual Neil, but we'll have a chance to improve on it coming up tomorrow on the Friday edition of the Bob Almanac. Oh, goody, I get to sit around for a Bob-a-thon. Nothing but music here for a long, long stretch of time. I really just lose track of time, really, because it's just so good. And we also start our no-repeat workday with, let's see, Keith Whitley coming up, Reba, Alan Jackson. We'll start it, though, with Waylon and Willie.
KDDG Albany, KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud, KBGY Faribault, KLCI Elk River.